Falling upon the theme of light, which was our Bible school theme this year, I have a brief message today on the theme of our light, the only light. If you could stand for the reading of God's Word. Today I'm going to be reading one verse only, and that's from the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. And it's going to be the 12th verse. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Thank you, dear Lord, for this, your wonderful word. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to reflect upon Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And today I just want to share a few words and hopeful insights with you, and I hope this will also encourage and help those that might be listening on the radio. I want us to understand first that the message of the true church, the real church, is that Christ is the only Savior and that He alone can set our lives in order. Christ is the only Savior, and He alone can set our lives in order. Jesus is the only light. There are lots of false lights out there in the world. There are false religions, all kinds of things that would misdirect us. I get so tickled sometimes, but it's always through tears, at the political world today. There are some people that believe that the real solution and the real light that the world needs will come from their own political party. That's not true. The only light that will guide us to where we need to be and will put us in the situation where we need to be is Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. When I lived in Hawaii, my youngest son was having some severe headaches, and we got to the bottom of what the problem was, but the only thing that would give him any relief was when he was in complete darkness. Now, don't any of you teenagers go home and do this, but we painted the walls of his bedroom black. And this dear, sweet little old Japanese lady in our church made for him some black curtains that covered the whole area of the window. And I tell you, when you were in there with the door shut and turned out the lights, the only light you could see would not be if your eyes were open, but if they were closed and you could see maybe the faint red glow of the blood and the heat moving through your eyelids. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. Once those lights went out, you could not make sense of anything in that room. You lost all perception of depth. You lost the ability to locate items. It was dark. When the Lord God reveals in the book of Genesis the account of the creation, if you remember that, if you go to the first chapter of Genesis, how does it describe things before the creation? Well, I've happened to memorize it. It describes it this way. The world was without form and void, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And immediately with the coming of light, you could perceive darkness and you could perceive everything. You know, if you cannot perceive light in the physical sense, you cannot understand so many things. I have a dear friend in St. Louis, Missouri. His name is Tim Grunewald. And Tim was born blind, and Tim has never been able to see. Now, in spite of that, he got a PhD in geography, but But Tim has never been able to see, and he's accomplished a lot of things being completely blind. He mows his own yard. He knows where every bush and every thing in the front yard is from a crack in his driveway. And in the backyard, he knows where everything is. He's paced it off and memorized from his bird bath. Now, occasionally, somebody comes by and throws a beer can out. And he doesn't see that, of course. But Tim mows his yard. You know, it's really hot in St. Louis. His neighbors hate him. He mows his yard usually after midnight. I mean, it's the same to him. It's just a lot cooler. But Tim's hobby is raising roses. And it's a remarkable. He can tell you what species of rose it is by the odor of that particular rose. Amazing. But one of the most heartbreaking times in my life was we were standing next to a beautiful Eisenhower rose. And I don't know if you're familiar with that rose or not, but that rose is one of the reddest roses there is. And Tim was holding it gently in his hands. And he said to me, "Gerald, can you tell me what the color red looks like?" And I couldn't. For you see, without light, there are some things we simply cannot grasp or understand. When God said, "Let there be light," He began the process of clarifying for all of us, for all who would listen and all who would see, the meaning of life. Light ends confusion. It clears up perception. Jesus came into the world as the light of God to clear up the chaos and the confusion of sin and its effects. You know, you look out all across the world today and you see the war, you see the violence, you see the hatred, you see the viciousness, you see a lack of light. A lack of the light. I was shocked this past week, as you'd think I wouldn't be shocked about anything anymore, that people rejoiced, some people did, and were happy over the shooting down of that congressman from Louisiana. I will tell you this, and I don't care who it is, whether it's him or anyone else, if you rejoice in the hurting of another, you do not have the light of the Lord Jesus in your heart. And you see, that's the problem. That's the problem in so many places today. When every life needs to be converted. You know, our deacons are supporting evangelism to the Islamic world. They're taking some of the money that you so generously give, and they're giving it to an organization that works 7 days a week, 24 hours a day in some place to bring the blessed gospel of Jesus Christ to the Muslim world. They know, and I trust that we know, that the only thing that brings peace is the Prince of Peace. Did you know that? The only thing that will bring light to this darkened world where there is so much sorrow, so much viciousness, is the light of Jesus Christ. And we know that, don't we, from personal experience. When we look at our lives and how when we were converted and we received Jesus to be the light of our life, how it changed us. And how it continues to change us. And to move us away from the ways of sin and death to the way of life. Yes, Jesus is the light of the world. And when we are converted, what happens is that confusion and darkness will be driven out of our life. wherever there's chaos or confusion in your life, and we still struggle with that, at least I do. When there is confusion or chaos that is in our life, seek to shine the light of Christ up on it. You know, dear friends, I tell you all the time that you need to be in the Word of God. You need to be in the Word of God. When a person is converted under my ministry, I always tell them, they say, well, Pastor, where should I start? Where should I start reading? I never tell them to begin at Genesis and read through. Baby Christians aren't going to grasp that. You know? I tell them to start with the Gospel of John. And I want you to read through the Gospel of John. And then I want you to read every day in the Sermon on the Mount. Because what they need and what you need and what I need is to be so involved with our Lord and His teachings and who He is that we can sense His direction as we live life. If you are not reading the Bible, and I say more especially, if you are not studying the words of Jesus Christ, if you are not in fellowship with Him through prayerful reading of His Word, you cannot be walking as fully in the light as you need to. And to walk in the light has tremendous benefits. Wherever there's a problem, Jesus is the answer. I believe that. If there's a problem in parenting children, and I know parenting children is no easy, it's probably one of the hardest jobs in the world, isn't it? Especially in the day which we live today, where they have so many things that would steer them away from the truth. Let the light of Jesus shine in your life to guide you in your parenting of that child. Sometimes their problems come into marriages, even Christian marriages. That problem is going to be resolved by walking as a couple in the light of Christ. You know, the world can pull you in this direction, that direction. The devil still tries to plant thoughts and feelings in our heart, but the moment we expose those to Jesus Christ, we know that's not the way. And if you want order in your family and in your marriage, if you want order in your government, if you want order in whatever it is, there is only one source, only one. Now, you can try all the cures you want to except Jesus, and many, many of us do. You can try all the cures you want to, but I promise you in the end, it's not going to work out. Because there's only one light, and that is Jesus. I got a great friend, a great saint in the Lord that God used me in his coming to Christ. He's in heaven today. I can rejoice in that. Hey, friends, I want to give you a quick thought here, you believers. I know you're going to face troubles and issues in your life. Sometimes it's sickness, sometimes it's famine, all kinds of things. Just rest in the confidence first that Jesus, the Son of God, is absolutely sovereign. You know what that means? That means that His will is going to be accomplished. If you're in Him, His will is going to be accomplished for your life. Doesn't matter what we're dealing with. His will is going to be accomplished in your life. And for the believer knows that this sovereign God that is in control of everything loves us. He is the all-powerful God who, no matter where we go or what we have to walk through or what we have to deal with, is sovereign and He has it in control. And furthermore, we know He loves us. And that is walking in the light, you see. And as we live life, we want to be in the light of Christ. It will bring order to the chaos that you face. And this dear friend of mine who's in the Lord, he would tell you in a heartbeat. He said, you know, before I knew Christ, I tried every cure there was. And he was telling the truth. He tried alcohol. He tried drugs. He tried this. He tried that. He tried everything. But he said, until I came to Jesus, I did not have real life. Now, I'm not talking about a superficial relationship. Not everybody that's in the church is going to heaven. Did you know that? Those who are going to heaven are those who have truly committed their life in faith and live in that faith relationship with Jesus Christ, nobody else. But the people that live in that relationship, what does he say? He says, I am the light of the world. And whoever abides in me, what does he say? Abides in the light. Children, you learned a great lesson this week about Jesus being the light. That's the most important lesson in life. The most important lesson in life. Because it's in him who is the light of the world that the confusion and the chaos that is racked upon our life from sin is made well. The blindness, the spiritual blindness, falls from our eyes. I am glad, aren't you, that God so loved the world, that Jesus so loved us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, he didn't care about your past. Whosoever believeth in him would have life everlasting. And that everlasting life is completed when we get to heaven. But you know it begins right now. It begins the moment that you step out of the darkness of being ruled by the way of the world and into the light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What a good thing to know today, isn't it? To encourage your heart and to encourage your life. To remember that in Christ there is no darkness at all. If I'm in Christ, I'm going to have troubles. One of these days I'm going to go to the doctor and the doctor's going to look and say, well, Gerald, I've done all I can for you, but it's time for you to croak. You know, sooner or later every frog croaks, and that's true for me. But you know, when that day comes, it's not going to be a dark day for me, because I stepped into the light. And I know, absolutely know, that in Christ there is no darkness at all. And in him all who believe have his light and his life. That promise is for you, my friends. If you're a believer, rejoice that you have received Christ through faith. If you're not, I just want to encourage you this morning. I just want to say a word to you. If you want life, if you want light, the only place you will ever find it is Christ Jesus. The only light of the world. And if you're in that place today, I want you to go home and think about it. And if you need to talk to me, just call me. If the Lord moves you today to say, I want the light of Christ really in my life, please call me. Or call one of the deacons. We rejoice that the light has come into the world. And what does the scripture say? Even though the world does not comprehend it, it cannot put it out. Hallelujah. Amen.